I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The U.S. Department of Transportation is giving MARTA $12.6 million for a new bus rapid transit line from downtown to midtown Atlanta. The AJC reports the route will include stations and vehicles linking Midtown, Piedmont Park, downtown, and existing MARTA stations. The grant will help fund the purchase of 5 new transit vehicles and the installation of 30 transit stations. The project, which will cost nearly $50 million, would be the first bus rapid transit line in Georgia. And a bill that would require Georgia motorists to use hands-free cell phone technology while driving was panned by the 5 leading Republican candidates for governor during a forum in Columbus earlier this week. The so-called no dialing while driving measure, which passed the House by a wide margin, would ban just about all cell phone use while driving except for GPS and hands-free talking. It would also boost the fine for distracted driving to at least $300. Supporters say the bill would help reduce highway fatalities, while opponents say it's just another instance of government intrusion. Minors are already banned from using a wireless device while driving. Current law prohibits texting and driving by adults. Well, life is getting back to normal today in DeKalb County. This after yesterday's massive water main break. DeKalb County CEO Michael Thurman says now that the repairs have been made, it's time to figure out what caused the issue.
So there was some type of structural failure. We don't know exactly what it is. That is a process that we'll go through to help to determine the cause of this and to see what steps might be taken going forward to prevent a massive break like this from occurring again.
A boil water advisory for DeKalb County is expected to remain in effect for the next few days. In an Atlanta courtroom today, an Illinois man has pleaded guilty to federal charges of conspiracy to commit access device fraud. Ronald L. Wheeler III worked as a spokesman for a darknet marketplace known as Alphabay that was used for illegal online sales of drugs, firearms, and counterfeit goods. Prosecutors say that Wheeler worked with others to traffic in personal information, using it without authorization to obtain money, goods, and services. Law enforcement took down the site in July of last year. Wheeler will be sentenced on May 24th. And a 10-year-old girl was shot and wounded as she slept in her bed at a Decatur apartment community last night. DeKalb County Police Lieutenant Lonzie Robertson told the AJC that the shooter fired several rounds into the building before fleeing the scene. He says one bullet crashed through a window and struck the child. She is in stable condition. The motive behind the attack is unknown, and the shooter remains at large. And as the debate over guns continues, Kennesaw, Georgia is getting some attention because of a 1982 ordinance still on the books that requires every head of household residing in the city limits to maintain a firearm. At the time the law was enacted, Kennesaw's population was just a few thousand, far fewer than the nearly 34,000 that call it home today. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.